But yeah, I just had to come to terms with letting her go, and she was going to make her choice and do her thing, and I was cool with that if that's what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was tough, but I knew it was the right thing to do, so...
Welcome back to another episode of Reality where we're talking about Too Hot to Handle. And joining me now is one of the winners, Nick, everybody.
What's up?
How does that feel, being a winner?
Wild.
Did you win a lot of stuff in school? Were you always winning the games and everything?
I'm competitive by nature.
So you're used to it.
I like
this. And I'm liking, we were just talking off camera about your outfit. I'm liking this big coat, even the trousers actually, and the hat. Man. It's very, and I was saying this, I don't feel like people in London dress like this. Like, it's very, like, bold. It's quite confident. It's good vibes. Oh,
it's a great vibe.
I like it a lot.
Thank you, man.
Now, you've been in London for how many weeks now?
About 2.5, give or take. And then I lived here from January to April. So I've had my go around with London a few
you've
times.
You've been here. What's it been like? I know you and the whole cast, you lot have been out partying, enjoying yourselves. Yeah. Has that been good fun just being like with everyone again?
Yeah, man. It's really crazy because you don't know how it's going to go and you don't know what to expect with everything coming out. It's kind of like, I've been saying it's like a tidal wave that you just watched get closer day by day. But now that it's here, it's a blast.
Were you nervous a bit?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I was super vulnerable. And I'm like a keep to myself, you know, I like mystery. And I was vulnerable not only for Jawa and the cast, but for the whole world now. Yeah. So it was like, whew.
Yeah.
That's there.
And I remember from episode one, in your opening VT, you said that you are a sex addict.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm not a sex addict.
No.
I'm an escapist.
I like that.
Yeah.
You're an escapist, not a sex addict.
Yeah.
And obviously, Wild Love was the show that was pitched to you first. Mm. And you thought you were on a show where you were just going to be... How was it pitched to you?
Oh, man. It was like a dream. I was told different countries.
Yeah.
All types of different adrenaline-filled stuff, just constantly going and, like, facing fears. And I was like, I'm so down for that.
Yeah. And when you found out you were on Too Hot to Handle as an escapist, you know, someone you can't kiss, the beautiful women you were around, you couldn't have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel? Obviously, I saw that everyone was shocked, but inside, how did you feel?
The first question that came to my mind was, like, are we still going to do adrenaline-filled shit? That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I didn't think I'd have a problem with it, honestly. I even told someone 3 days before I left for Turks and Caicos, a friend of mine was watching Too Hot to Handle, and I never knew what it was. Mm. And he's like, oh, I like this show. And he's telling me about it. And he's like, you can't kiss, you can't break rules, whatever. And I was like, oh, dude, if I was on that show, it'd be so easy. I'd win that.
And then I got on it.
And then I won. It's like, what is going on, man?
But you did break the rules from early
so
doors.
So many times.
So many. But from early doors, you and Jawa here, like, wow.
Yeah.
Am I correct in saying that there was like tension, or at least like sexual tension or romantic tension from quite early on?
Yeah, 100%. I learned really quick that I am a very sensual person, and like kissing to me just makes so much sense. So that was like immediately like, oh, this is actually a bit challenging.
Yeah.
And then from there, it just went into a spiral.
Yeah. So it was challenging for you then?
Yeah, for sure.
And you thought that it was going to be easy?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like it started to build with you and Jawa. One thing I'll say about Jawa is, she liked you and she had her eyes on you, but her eyes were also wandering around to see what else was around.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, as we know, she came back to you. How was that for you, kind of waiting for her?
So it didn't feel like waiting to me, mm-hmm. because I made the decision and I discussed it with her. It was like, if you want to go explore these things, go explore these things.
Yeah.
But I just had to come to terms with letting her go, and she was going to make her choice and do her thing, and I was cool with that if that's what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. Felt pretty, it was tough, but I knew it was the right thing to do, so it was a lot less blunt, I would say.
Yeah. And obviously, you've spoken about breaking the rules, as you did,
mm-hmm.
from time to time. Can we talk about Lana? Like, what's the tea? How strict was Lana? Like, was she everywhere? Was she watching every step, every move? Like, were you paranoid? Could you get away with anything at all?
No.
What?
Hell no. Dude, I thought I was in the clear underneath the blankets.
Yeah.
I thought I was in the clear, and I was not in the clear. And I was like, all right, this is the game we're playing. That was when I actually took it seriously. Like, oh, she really is on the game.
Yeah. And obviously, you guys broke the rules a few times. And it's like, mm-hmm. I guess in the beginning, it was quite funny. Because it's like, oh, ha, ha, he, he, he. But like, hold on. Some people, like, we're actually losing out money here. Did it ever get quite tense where they're like, right, now you're taking the piss?
There was one specific time where I believe we broke, like, two rules within one meeting. We didn't even get to the first cabana meeting for the first rule break, and we broke another rule. They weren't thrilled about that.
Really?
They were not thrilled.
How was it? What was the energy?
The energy was like, really, guys? Like, all right. Now, it was cute at first, just like you just said, man. It was cute. Now it's not cute. And we got punished for it, so it balanced itself out.
And back to the time when you and Jawa were in bed kissing, was it like 4 a.m. or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Was that just like, were you up late talking? And
not
just
at
like,
all. Not at all. I have this thing that happens around like 3 to 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I say it's like my demon wakes up.
Wow.
And it's just like an urge at that moment.
So you just, wow.
Yeah.
So you just wake up horny.
Oh, full on. That night specifically, I opened my eyes and I was like, oh. And I just rolled over, woke her up, and pulled the sheets.
Wake
over.
Up! Let's break the rules!
Literally like that, yeah.
But the thing is, you and Jawa are like a match made in heaven because you're both rule breakers.
Yeah. I wasn't worried about that. The biggest thing for me, once again, was the vulnerability, man.
Yeah.
It was just like putting myself out there. That's hard for me to do.
Why is that hard for you to do? Because you mentioned that earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, life is tough. Mm. You go through some things.
Yeah.
I've just had a bunch of different fun experiences. And then ultimately, it's been like a path down to myself going inside and trying to figure things out on that level. And that has been a two-edged sword as well, because I feel like it's getting me where I want to be in terms of embracing myself.
Yeah.
But also, it's really easy for me to self-isolate and to get overwhelmed with it.
Yeah.
So it's a healthy mix.
Yeah. And I feel like when Sean entered the villa, and obviously Sean and Jawa kind of getting along, I feel like we saw another side to you, because I feel like before it felt quite set in stone, you and Jawa. And then when Sean came in, it was a bit like, oh gosh, what's going on here? How did you feel at that moment?
I felt just overwhelmed, man.
I could see that.
It was a lot.
I could really see that.
It was a lot. The last, like, week of the show, really, was just, like...
hard.
I don't even know what I'm like, I'm lost. Lost in it. But that was, like, the tip that started it. That was the snowball going down the hill at the very peak. So, yeah.
But, and then, obviously, they went on the date, and then you walked in on Sean, like, was Sean massaging Jawa's legs or something like that?
Yeah.
That must have been tough.
Yeah, it was definitely tough. I kind of, I knew at that point we had to have a talk. I don't want to say I closed down at that point, but I was like in a very uncomfortable position. And I was like, okay, we have to discuss things. Like, I can't just go along with this anymore.
And at that point, did you just feel like walking away or giving up or even leaving the show?
No, I didn't feel like that. I feel like I was really composed in that time. I was just like, I need to communicate with her about things. And then, like, I care a lot for her. So I wanted her to be happy and do her thing. Yeah. So it was like, a conversation can fix this. If the conversation doesn't fix it, then I'm going to feel some type of way. And I'm sure I would have been, who knows. Yeah. But, I was just waiting on that conversation.
Yeah, which is, communication's everything. And then she made the decision once to jump into his bed.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Was that not the tip of the iceberg? Because I feel like that's like, right, you're making a statement and everyone can now see. And everyone in the room was just like, huh?
What?
Huh?
What? Yeah. No, that was my moment of let you go. I made the choice right then and there. It was like, this is what you want to do. Go do it.
Yeah. And I do love how, even though that happened,
if you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I thought, but that made you two stronger.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. From how I saw it, the whole Sean thing, I felt like it made you two stronger. It brought you lot back together. No?
Yeah, I would say it did.
I don't feel like you're convinced.
I felt like we were really strong. Clearly, I was wrong. Yeah. I felt like things were really strong.
Yeah.
That kind of shook me a bit. When she picked me, that did restore faith.
Yeah.
I'd say you're right.
Because it did seem like, you guys have gone through a hurdle and now you're back together and you're on a smooth sailing path.
Yeah.
And I feel like from then on, like, even as a viewer, people felt like, right, these two should win because you've gone through your trials and your tribulations.
It's a roller coaster.
Did you guys feel like you were going to win?
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Really?
I didn't think twice, man. Well, getting called as a finalist was one of the most shocking things.
Yeah.
I just felt there were so many other people that deserved it. And it was really hard. It's hard to be competitive in something when you don't know what you're competing for and you don't know how to get anywhere. So I never thought about that in the whole process of it.
Yeah.
And signing up for Wild Love, there was nothing about competition or winning a pot or anything. So it was like I was doing it just for the experience of it. And then that at the end was like, oh,
yeah,
here we are.
And look, you were proper vulnerable with her, which I liked. And you guys, as that show ended, you were together. It looked like you were living life happily ever after. How's it been? Are you still together?
So we're no longer together.
Okay.
We spent 7 months in a relationship.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was really good. But it's just a lot of complications on the outside world, and I'm in LA, and she is in London, and we're just both trying to figure things out. So, yeah, we went our separate ways for now.
So was the long distance quite hard to deal with?
Yeah, it definitely made things challenging. There's just a lot of moving parts, man. It's long distance is like the spur of it, and then from there, it's like we both feel the weight of the show coming out and whatever could come with that, and we both have our ideas for careers and how we want to move, and it just didn't line up.
Yeah, and you guys still friends, just to talk from time to time. Have you managed to catch up with her? Because everyone's in London right now. Have you managed to see her, just like hang out and stuff?
Yep. I've seen her one time. She's been going through, she's been kind of keeping to herself. But yeah, we still talk, we're still friends. She has a special place in my heart. Like, we went through a lot, and I feel like I really see her for who she is.
Yeah.
So I never want to lose sight of that when it comes to her. I have compassion and I have love for her. So I keep that.
Cool. And where are you with love now? Are you kind of just keeping yourself to yourself? Are you still dating around? Are you still, you know, being free.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm definitely free. I'm just doing my thing. I'm letting stuff come to me organically. Mm. There's really no need for me to chase anything out. And especially with my current status of like, what the fuck? Life is crazy right now. So I'm not trying to make any moves that are going to be, you know, like I'm just going to let it vibe. And what makes sense makes sense.
Yeah. So what's this newfound fame been like for you?
It's been a lot to take on.
Really?
It's energy coming from all different types of people that just have access to me.
On Instagram, on social media, real life.
All of it, man.
How many followers did you have before you went on this show?
I had about 1,500, 1,800 to be specific. Yeah. And now it's up to 70K on Instagram.
What? That's a lot of people.
A lot of people. A lot of messages, a lot of comments, a lot of love.
And have you had like people recognizing you on the street and stuff like that?
Yep. The mall in Stratford here.
Wow.
It's been crazy. Yeah. It's been fun, man.
That must feel weird though.
Yeah. I've had like little instances of it in the past. So I'm kind of more prepared for that than I am the social media presence.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going with the flow. So it's cool. Yeah. It's cool to see someone happy to see me and it makes their day a little bit better. So it's a good feeling to hold on to.
And I know you've been getting so many messages. Are you and Jawa still together? Are you and Jawa still together?
Oh my God, man.
Really?
Jesus.
I've even seen them.
Literally, that's 3 out of every 5 messages is that exact question.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must be a lot of pressure.
It's like, leave it alone, bro. I'll tell you what I'll tell you, man. There's a reason I'm not telling anybody.
You're like, mind my business. Mind your business.
Please. No, I get it. I understand.
Yeah, they just want to know.
They want to know. I feel that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, when the time's right, they'll know. So that's what it is.
And you never know, your celebrity crush might slide into your DMs. Who is your celebrity crush? Any?
I always said Rihanna for the longest time.
Wow. Look, you never know.
No, you never
She could leave ASAP and boom, there you go, you've got
she
it.
She could. But no, I really don't have a celebrity crush at the moment. I'm in my own world, man. I'm doing
my own
thing.
In your own zone.
I got goals. I got stuff I'm working towards. So that's where my energy's at.
Yeah. What's your New Year's resolutions?
New Year's resolution. I have a... I wouldn't really call it a resolution, but my New Year's goals, we'll say. I'm working on putting out 2 EPs and 10 singles throughout the year of 2023.
Wow, that's good.
I plan on living in the studio. I got a bunch I've already worked on that is getting mixed and mastered and ready.
Good.
So,
planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
That's my main goal, and then I can always be more patient with myself. I can always be more mindful and more compassionate with those around me. So I feel like that's every New Year's. That's the goal, is just to be a better person, I guess.
Yeah. You know? And more colorful hats.
Always. Oh, I was going to break out the fuzzy bucket hat. I would have put you in a spin, bro. A chair would be going like this.
What? Well, dude, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you for having me.